Welcome to Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Talk radio to inspire, inform, and stimulate. Bringing you enlightened discussions with authors, creatives, innovative business, and health professionals, and ordinary people living extraordinary lives. Sharing their expertise and life stories. Making a difference, one word at a time. Now here's your host, Vicki St. Clair.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Coming up today, we have Andy Cernovitz. He's going to talk about how we can get noticed for free. And he says, yes, the economy is tough right now, but it's your job to stay positive and that people are making money and are doing well in this economy. But primarily, he's going to talk about word of mouth marketing, a concept that I think he does almost better than anybody I've ever come across. I actually saw him over at the Puget Sound.
Somebody told me that this was good.
Yeah, I saw him at lunch last year, and this just is a testament to his technique here, because I saw him last year. He had everybody at the end of the session, the lunch session, put their business card into a paper sack, and he said, you can expect something from me. So I was expecting a bunch of, you know, marketing material.
Spam.
Yeah, which he's very much against. But I was expecting a bunch of marketing material to come. And then several weeks later, I get this envelope from Gas Pedal. And I think, what is Gas Pedal? I had no idea who or what Gas Pedal was. And I open it up, and there's just a little note in there, words to the effect of, hope you can use this. And it was my business card that he'd somehow made into a luggage tag.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's really cool. It's, of course, it's got all my contact information on there and everything.
Sure.
And so I stuck it on this one case that I use for field work. I don't use it terribly often. And thought he'd make a good guest, promptly forgot all about it. And then I went to get my field case out a few weeks ago and saw the luggage tag, and I thought, oh, Andy, I must have Andy as a guest on the show, because obviously this works.
It reminded you.
It reminded me, yeah. And so he's all about getting noticed for free, and that applies to whether you have a business or whether you work in a company and are looking for a promotion, or whether you just want to promote yourself. So let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Conversations Live, once we get conversing.
Parkinson's disease affects as many as 1 million people in the United States. At the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, it's our mission to beat this disease. To learn about the Parkinson's Disease Foundation, or if you want to help support our work, visit our website, pdf.org, or call us at 800-457-6676. In the Northwest, contact the Northwest Parkinson's Foundation at nwpf.org.
Something different with your spare time. Give baby animals at Paws a fresh start. With the assistance of caring volunteers, Paws helps hundreds of orphaned and sick kittens and puppies each year. Join us and save lives. Become a Paws foster care volunteer. For more information, visit paws.org or 425-787-2500. Paws.org or 425-787-2500.
Are you faced with financial fear every month? Is debt running your life? Are you stressed over the Wall Street meltdown? If you're ready to create a life of financial freedom, attend a MoneyWise Women Conference, a safe place to learn about money. The all-day conference features 3 keynote speakers and 12 breakout sessions taught by local professional experts. The next MoneyWise Women Conference is on Saturday, January 10th at North Seattle Community College. For more information, visit www.moneywisewomen.net or call 360-204-0982.
Alternative Talk 1150 is now being broadcast in digital quality on FM 98.9 HD3. So rejoice, you early adopters of technology.
And welcome back. And my second guest has saved the day for us today.
He's our Superman.
He's our Superman, Andy Cernovitz. He teaches word of mouth marketing at Northwestern University. He's an 18-year veteran of the interactive marketing business and the president of the Word of Mouth Marketing Association. Andy's been a business marketing consultant. He's taught entrepreneurship at the Wharton School of Business and has himself started six companies. Andy Cernovitz, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm really pleased to have you. I was telling everyone before you came on the line that I actually went to a luncheon over at the Puget Sound American Marketing Association and heard you speak there and was really impressed. Not only were you engaging, you were funny, and you gave out some great information. So we're going to talk today about your book, Word of Mouth Marketing.
Wait, could you repeat that other part again?
The part about it being wonderful, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
I know. I said during the commercial to Andy, this is such a great book, but I don't have to tell you that. And he goes, no, tell everyone. So I wanted to just let's first of all define what you mean by word of mouth marketing.
Word of mouth marketing is much simpler than people think it is. So we all know what word of mouth is. Word of mouth is when you tell a friend about something you like, or a business does a press release or has a grand opening and you hope that everybody talks about it. What's new is the second M, at the marketing part of word of mouth marketing. And that is a bunch of really simple things that you can do to get people talking about you. And there are really only two steps you need to know. It's number one, giving people a reason to talk about you. You're doing something fantastic. And step two is making it easier for that conversation to take place.
You say that people often say to you that you make marketing seem too simple, because I do think people want to make marketing over complex. But you say the simpler the better, often.
The marketing industry's job is to get us to hire them to do marketing for us. And I do the same thing, so I'm not opposed to ad agencies and all the like. But in the end, I mean, the fundamentals of great marketing are real people saying, I love what these guys do. You've got to go see them. You've got to buy their stuff. You've got to go to their store. You've got to go to their website. And the point of marketing is to earn people's respect and from there earn their recommendation. And the more of that you do, the less complicated marketing you need to do.
Mm. So you say there are basically four rules of word-of-mouth marketing. Be interesting, make people happy, earn trust and respect, and make it easy. So let's look at each of those briefly. Let's look at the first one, be interesting.
Yes, there's this idea that you have to be interesting or be invisible. That it's not enough to create a good product, because when you go to the store, there's shelf after shelf of really good products. So we don't think to tell somebody, boy, that's a nice whatever. But you've got to be a little bit extra, a little bit special, a little bit worth having a conversation about. And I think one of my favorite examples is the Red Envelope catalog. And when you order from Red Envelope, the gifts show up in this beautiful package with this unbelievable red wrapping paper and this giant white bow. And when that gift shows up at a wedding shower or a birthday party or whatever, the whole room full of people say, where did you get that? Where did you get that? And that's such a weird question. Because normally when you give someone a gift, they talk about the gift.
Right. Right.
So with $2 worth of wrapping paper, Red Envelope has taken it from a conversation between the buyer or the giver and the recipient to a word-of-mouth experience for everybody at that party.
Mm.
And that was really simple.
Very simple. Very simple concept, but as you said, very well executed, and that's the difference, isn't it?
Yeah, there was something to talk about.
Yeah. So making people happy, what does it take to make people happy? I mean, we can't let people walk all over us, but talk a little bit about, what we need to do to make people happy.
The making people happy are all those little moments that make you a great company. It is that extra customer service. It's being on the phone. It's parking someone's car for them. It's wrapping their gift. It's saying please and thank you. It's that thing where people say, I shop here because I like it. And, you know, in the end, when money's tight and people are getting grouchy and there's lots of stress out there, we're not going to pick who we do business with because they have the best value. They're not going to pick them because they're the most reliable. We're going to give our precious dollars to people we really like.
Mm-hmm.
And making people happy isn't hard. We all know these businesses that sort of put a smile on your face and do something silly. I mean, maybe my favorite example is Zappos, you know, the online shoe store. And they do all sorts of goofy stuff that just, you know, great service. But, you know, they do some things that are goofy and some of substance. You know, they always take your order for shoes and say they'll be delivered in 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ship them overnight without telling you.
Wow.
So
wow.
Every time you get the shoes, you're like, whoa, they just came. Sometimes you'll order at 5 p.m. and they'll be there at 10 the next morning.
Yeah.
My favorite Zappos story is some joker called their 800 number and tried to order a pizza. And they sent the guy a pizza.
Did they really?
They found that call center rep, who in most companies is a pretty drudgerous job, that call center rep took the initiative to say, if I send this guy a pizza, he's going to tell everybody on earth and we're going to sell a ton of shoes.
That
was $10 well spent.
I was going to say, that is really going the extra mile there. I also heard that they allow you to return shoes within 1 year, no questions asked.
Oh, a whole year.
Yeah, amazing.
And the craziest Zappos, you could do a whole show just on Zappos.
See, we're talking about them. We're giving them buzz.
Exactly. They give us a reason to talk. This is to be interesting.
Right.
If you get hired at Zappos and you're going through their training program, you have to go through 4 weeks of training to be a call center operator.
Mm-hmm.
But after that second week, they come over to you and they look you in the eye and they say, here is $2,500 cash if you quit right now.
Really?
Yeah. They say, if you don't love this job already after 2 weeks, here's cash money to walk out the door.
Really? I wonder if they get
Isn't
many
that wild?
Takers. Yeah, I wonder if they get many takers on that. But that's, they're doing that to get rid of the people who really don't want to be there.
They're looking for people who are so excited about the idea of selling shoes by phone and internet that they will make everybody they talk to happy.
Mm-hmm. With so many companies out there, how do we earn trust and respect? How do we differentiate ourselves enough to earn that trust and respect?
This is the interesting place where we cross the line from word-of-mouth marketing being marketing, and it's really about word-of-mouth marketing is actually customer service. And, you know, we might tell somebody when we buy a product, when we first get it, and we're excited to have it. But really, the word of mouth happens a year later or 5 years later when we're still using it, we still like them, that we're having a great experience. But, you know, even if we're happy with the product, if we don't think this company has treated us right and honored their warranties and answered the phone, we're not going to make a recommendation because we don't put our name on the line for people who we think are going to embarrass us in front of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
A great example of that is all the cable companies out there. If you look at what you get from your cable company, we get the most extraordinary combination of technology and services we've ever seen in our lifetime. But we don't like them enough because we know they screw up enough, and we're not going to tell our friends that they're good because they're going to embarrass us in front of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
Without the trust, you don't get the word of mouth.
Yeah, I can see that. And we say we need to make it easy. We need to find a simple topic that's easy to repeat. Tell us what you mean by that.
And word of mouth naturally doesn't travel very far. I tell you, you tell one friend, and that's it. But if I put it in an email, I can email it to you, and you can email it to 30 people and put it on Facebook. It's just the simple act of putting the same message in email instead of a web page.
Mm-hmm.
It gets easier to share.
Right, right.
Or I noticed one day I walk into my office, and there's a coupon for Lowe's Hardware Store on my fridge in the office. Somebody thought to stick it on there with a magnet. And I started to wonder, you know, why did that happen? Maybe Lowe should just photocopy a giant stack of flyers that say, take this back to your office. Here's a discount for everybody in your office. But then even better, instead of one coupon, it should have 10 coupons.
Right, right.
And then I don't know how many people shop there, but they could probably have 10,000 people a day picking up a flyer, sticking it on their office fridge, reaching 100,000 people a day for free.
Yeah.
But if it wasn't for that little piece of paper, you wouldn't make the recommendation.
Right.
You forget to do it by the time you got back to work.
Right. So I wanted to talk about people talking about us, because I think people often make the mistake, and you do address this in the book, of digging out their current database and assuming that their most frequent customers are the ones who are talking about doing business with us. What do you say about that?
Yeah, so this people, just because somebody buys from you or likes your company, doesn't mean they're the personality to make recommendations. Some people just love to tell their friends about stuff. And a great way to think about this is, you know, when you go to a restaurant, there's that special place you go with your family, and you've been going every week for as long as you can remember. You don't tell anybody you went there, because you go there every week.
Right, we just take it for granted.
Exactly. But then you go to a new restaurant for the first time. You tell everybody you see the next day, hey, I just tried at this new place. So for a restaurant, they get the most word of mouth from the people who spend the least time and money with them. So what makes somebody a talker is not necessarily what makes them a good customer.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you're a Ferrari or something like that. Yeah, the people who own Ferraris aren't telling their friends to go buy Ferraris. You know, 14-year-old boys are telling their friends that they'd love to have a Ferrari.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, their talkers are the opposite of their customers.
Now, Apple, Macintosh, is a company that people love Apple. They love Apple, and no matter how many times they go back, they do keep talking about Apple, don't they? What's the differentiator there?
I mean, Apple has got, you know, crazy passionate fans, and I'm sort of excited about Microsoft's new I'm a PC campaign. I have an I'm a PC sticker on my laptop,
uh-huh.
My Dell laptop, I should specify, not my Mac, and I love it because, you know, in some ways, that's such a negative campaign. I'm a Mac, and I'm cooler than you. And, you know, turning it around and saying, I'm a PC. The millions and millions and millions of us that use these things every day are perfectly happy, and we're glad to do what we do. So stop picking on it.
Hmm.
But I enjoy that, you know, how do you start these conversations?
Right, right. Well, let's say I'm a job hunter. Many people are hunting for new jobs, and they know they're going to lose jobs shortly. How do I start creating buzz about myself? Go ahead.
The tools of word of mouth, some of the cool online tools, are really great for building a personal brand. I think you want to put together a real Facebook page, and Facebook is the one that matters more for job hunting, and LinkedIn, as opposed to MySpace, and you want to make them professional, which means take down the vacation photos and the bikini shots and the
right.
Fraternity drinking shots and all the rest of that. That you want to start a blog, and if you're looking for work, you got all the time in the world, so find something great to write about and pick something that is your thing. That if you want people to talk about you, you've got to have a topic. You know, you got to have a really clear thing that says, oh, I got to call Andy. So for me, I'm the word of mouth guy, and I own that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever your career is about, you got to figure out a way to start writing about your thing. So when it's time to show up at the interview or when an employer's looking for somebody, they say, oh, yeah, I've got to call her. You know, she's the one who does that stuff.
Right.
And you can do this really well in less than an hour a day.
Yeah, it's just spending the time to get it going. You talk about the real purpose of blogs in the book, and for somebody who might, you know, have a large company or be a one-man shop, you know, have their own business, you say don't have your PR or your marketing people write your blogs. Don't do what's known as stealth marketing. I wonder if you'd talk a little about that.
Yeah, it's a blog is really great. A blog is where you've got the chance to suggest something new every day. And it's not for the million people who are theoretically going to read it, because most of us aren't going to have million reader blogs. But any size company has maybe 200 or 500 or 1,000 really core fans who love what you do. And those are the people who are spreading the word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can use a blog to reach that small number of fans who talk to 50 times more people, it's a great way to give them a fresh word-of-mouth topic every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a much simpler thing to do.
Right, right.
And, so, yeah, the people who are supposed to be writing the blog, it's not your CEO who's going to be busy and hopefully busy running the company. And it shouldn't be PR and marketing people, because those of us who are great marketers have a lot of trouble turning off that marketing language.
True.
That the person who should write the company blog is the person who wears the company shirt on weekends.
Yeah.
And who just has a crazy passion for what you do or what you build or why you build it and just loves the stuff. I think every company should go out there and do a sort of an employee-wide call. Say, anyone who wants to write about what we do, who really, really, really loves it, we'd love to have you write for us.
Yeah, I work for a couple of companies on a consulting basis, and they encourage their employees to blog about the company and about products. You talk about honest marketing because, you know, so often we hear companies say they're the biggest, they're the number one, they're the best, they're the most popular, without any real substantiation behind that. Talk a little bit about the importance of honest marketing and how that doesn't, in fact, make us more money.
It's you just can't lie to people anymore. That it used to be you could make a really average product and put it on the shelves and advertise it to the end of time, and as long as the ads were good, people would keep buying it. But products behave so much more like movie openings these days. Where you make your product, you spend years developing it, you get it on the shelves, and 10 minutes after it hits the store shelves, people have reviews on Amazon, and they write blog posts, and they comment on the message boards, and you get one day, just like a movie opening day, and everyone is going to have said whether they love it or not. And the marketing that you do, what your company is no longer what your ads say. That marketing is what you do, it's not what you say.
Mm.
And the more you try to fudge that, the more you try to tell a story that isn't reality, the more you try to bury what's not working, you're always going to get caught.
Yeah.
There are too many customers with too many ways to complain to get away with it anymore.
Yeah, one thing you say is that we talk a lot about user experience, and we are the user experience. I really like that. And you also talk about, you just said there are too many people, you know, who can complain. You had a great section in the book talking about if you hiring somebody just to go out on the web and find negative talk and put it right.
Yeah, I think there's incredible power to saying please and I'm sorry and thank you. And if you go out there every morning, have an admin or receptionist or a eager intern, just Google your name. And everywhere you show up and somebody wrote a nice review or a nice comment, just type, hey, thank you so much, we really appreciate it. And those people are going to be thrilled, and they're going to say, oh, my God, I can't believe I wrote about this company. And they actually said thank you.
Right.
And so they'll write another blog post, or they'll write another comment, and you just doubled your word of mouth. And if somebody's upset, that negative comment is going to be there forever unless you respond to it. So you go in there, and you say, I'm sorry, and we'd like to fix it. Here's my phone number. Give me a call, and we'll straighten it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that blogger may say, you're full of it. I don't believe you. And you'll go back and forth, and you'll try to make it right, and something will happen. And either you solve the problem, and they're going to write, I can't believe these people found my problem, fixed it. They are the most wonderful company in the world. Or they're going to say, I can't believe these people saw my problem. They tried to fix it. They couldn't do it as I expected. But I sure respect them for making the effort.
Yeah.
And either way, you win.
Yeah, I was going to say you go back to earning that trust and respect again, and that's all important in word of mouth. My guest today is Andy Cernovitz. His book is Word of Mouth Marketing, and I wanted to ask you, Andy, if we could run through the five T's of word of mouth marketing. This is something you covered at the luncheon where I saw you, and you also have a ton of free information on your website, and this actual form is on your website, right? Wordofmouthbook.com. So listeners can download this and try this for themselves. So there, you say there are five T's of word of mouth marketing. If we could just run down those, that would be great. We kind of talked about step one, which was talkers, find people who'll talk about you. Let's talk a little bit about topics. What kind of topics get people talking?
Yeah, so topics are those things that your talkers are going to repeat. That's your word-of-mouth message. And the hardest thing about topics is that they're not marketing messages. You know, topics are fun things that people are going to tell their friends about, like that red wrapping paper we mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a classic example, you had mentioned Apple earlier. You think back to 1995 or 1996, and Apple's not doing well, and and they take Steve Jobs out of cryogenic storage and they thaw him out and they put him back in charge of the company and they say, Steve, you know, save us. And he could have done national ad campaigns about product quality or operating system stability or industrial design, and nobody would have noticed. So the word of mouth topic that saved Apple was, look, they're blue and pink and yellow and orange, and aren't they cute? And the whole world started talking about the cute little iMacs.
Mm.
It was a perfect word of mouth topic because it was simple. It was easy to repeat. Someone told a friend who told a friend who told a friend, and they nailed it. So what a word of mouth topic is it's a carrier. And it has to be simple and repeatable and just travel from person to person. And then every 10th or 100th or 1,000th person who hears the word of mouth topic will look and they'll hear your marketing message and your brand attributes and they'll find out about a purchase.
Right.
But
right.
If you flip them and you start with brand message, no one repeats your brand message.
Right.
So the topic just has to be fun.
Okay. And step number three is tools. We talked a little bit about blogs and a little bit about emails. What other tools can we use to encourage word-of-mouth marketing?
Yeah. So tools are all the things that give the conversation scale. And it has to go beyond me to you, but me to you to 1,000 of our friends. So online, that's where we get a viral video and Facebook and MySpace. But it's also an email newsletter. It's a tell-a-friend form on our website. So when someone's looking at the page, they can hit forward. But it's also offline. It's about physical stuff that you can give to people. And one of the rules that I always have is if you've got a retail store, the rule should be nobody walks out the door without something to share. And there's the example of a cool shopping bag or a menu or a hat or a flyer, but I think the company that does this best is Kiehl's Cosmetics. In 5 years, Kiehl's has gone from a single store in New York to a national chain all around one simple idea, which is if someone walks in that store and looks at a bottle of something, a guy comes out and hands in 3 free samples.
Mm.
And the reason it's 3 is because one's for you, one's for your roommate, one's for your mom or your sister. One sample you use, 3 you share. And they've turned every single person who walks into that store into a word-of-mouth salesperson for them. And they're happy to do it.
Yeah, interesting. Let's just differentiate there because you say that you're not a fan of offering incentives. So there's a difference between giving them something to talk about and offering them an incentive to talk about you.
Yeah, incentives usually backfire. And if I'm going to tell you I really, really love this cosmetics company, and I'm thinking, you know, and they give me a 10% discount for every friend I bring in the back of my mind, I know that if you found out I was getting paid, it's going to be awkward and you're not going to trust me, so I'm just not going to make a recommendation.
Mm.
So that referral incentive kills the word of mouth. But giving me something to give you that rewards the friend, not the talker, and something that makes us both happy and look good, you know, hey, I got a pocket full of free samples from Kiehl's. You want to share them? That's a great reason to have a conversation where everybody wins.
Yeah. So the fourth step in the 5 T's of word-of-mouth marketing is taking part. And we talked a little bit about joining the conversation via blogs. You know, I know many people feel overwhelmed with everything else they've got to do. How do you recommend they get this done if they're in that situation? How do they join the conversation?
It really is just searching on who you are and saying thank you and I'm sorry a lot. If I'm running a company with more than a couple people, you know, find your lowest paid employee who can spell. And just put them online.
That's important. Spelling has to be good, yeah.
But, you know, beyond that, just have them say please and thank you and I'm sorry and we want to help. And you'd be amazed at how many people will respond to this. And if you think about it, you know, when someone calls you on the phone with a customer service problem, you solve that problem and you get it done right. And nobody ever knows. You know, it was top secret. It was a private phone call. But if you've got somebody with the same problem who's written it up on the web, 1,000 people are going to see it or 1,000,000 people are going to see it, and you should spend the exact same effort to solve the same problem in writing online.
Mm. Yeah. And what about tracking? That's the fifth step. You say measure and understand what people are saying. And because it's free, you say that's part of the equation where people think there's no value in it because most word-of-mouth marketing is free. But so how do we track it? How do we track?
Yeah. The nice thing is a lot of it is written. You know, it's easy to find. It's easy to find the word of mouth because it's on paper. So we it's on the web, I should say. So you can actually search your name, see what people think, look for the products, you know, get their recommendations, and just simply tally up, you know, sort of the good and the bad messaging. Mm. So you'll learn a lot more from 100 reviews that people have written online than you do from one sort of artificial focus group. And when you think about it, I mean, if your real customers are telling you exactly what they think on the reviews, you should know what those reviews say every single day.
Yeah.
You know, we know our search engine marketing optimization rates to the 19th decimal, but we don't know if any reviews were posted yesterday on any of the sites that review our product.
Mm-hmm. I want to let our listeners know, Andy really does walk his talk. At the bottom of this article, which he gives away free on his website, he gives several things away free on his website. He says, share this article. I want you to pass it on. So you really do practice what you preach. And do you have a conference coming up in Chicago, Andy?
Yeah, thank you for asking. Every month we teach the word of mouth crash course. And it's here in Chicago. One is Wednesday, and then again January 21st at gaspedal.com, like at a car. And come learn from me. I teach it myself. Only 50 people.
Okay. Sounds very good. And your website is wordofmouth.com. And there's also another
wordofmouthbook.com.
Wordofmouthbook.com. And there's also a blog there that you link to. What is your blog site? Because there's some really useful information on there.
Yeah, so my blog is called Damn, I Wish I Thought of That. the URL is damnIwish.com.
Yeah, and I want to say there's a little bit of false advertising on there because you have a link at the bottom of one of those pages that says, this is what I look like, and it points to Brad Pitt's picture.
I absolutely promise you that that I am better looking than Einstein and smarter than Brad Pitt.
Well, I want to thank you. You are our Superman today. You jumped in and saved the day, and I really appreciate it. And listeners can find your book, Word of Mouth Marketing, at any bookstore. Thank you, Andy, for being with us today. And to everyone listening, I want to thank you for your patience and hanging in with us today. Questions on feedback on today's show. If you missed any of the information, you'd like more information on it, you can reach me at conversationslive.net or at 800-495-7617. We'll be back next week, and next week's going to be perfect. I just know it. Until then, live well, live strong, and thanks for being with us.
Next Monday is the third Monday of the month, and that means we explore alternative career options and lifestyles on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Andrea Kay joins Vicki on December 15th to discuss how to recession-proof your career. Tune in Monday at noon as they explore how to successfully manage your career during downward trends and how to take charge of your life by going from PO to powerful. See conversationslive.net for more information.